The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
For the 8th consecutive season, head coach Rob Edwards has led his Clay County Bulldogs into the Class A sectional round. Those prior 7 appearances yielded 6 berths into the Elite 8, and it's here in Joe Sims' gym tonight that the black, purple, and gold reigning state champions look to continue their run of postseason dominance. The 22-6 Dogs will have to earn their way back to the Glass House by battling through a sub-state contest against Christopher Collins and the young, fresh players of the 10-4 Chattanooga Preparatory School Sentinels, who made the 2.5-hour northward commute this evening into the heart of Bulldog Country with grand visions of eliminating the Mighty Dogs. It's time to find out if the Chattanooga Prep Sentinels can run with the Big Dogs or if they should have just stayed on the porch.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, for new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes, right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burke. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off for Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show and our 6th broadcast of the boys basketball postseason. For the last time this year, we're here in the friendly confines of Joe Sims' gym. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'm thrilled to be here once more calling the play-by-play tonight. Joining me soon will be former head coach Thomas Watson. For now, as always, I'm joined by a man who I have to say I have thoroughly enjoyed spending these last 6 or 7 months broadcasting Clay County sports going all the way back to August through this big sub-state game tonight, Thomas Weaver.
Thank you for that, Daniel. I totally agree with you. And haven't had an opportunity myself to thank you. Got to thank Coach Sims. We'll do that later with Coach Watson. And it's been a fun season so far. This is our last broadcast, unfortunately. And just want you to know how important you are to it, Daniel.
100%. We kind of knew one another before this started, and it's just made it that much stronger.
It has. It is good to be here. For our second Sweet 16 game this year, this time, instead of making a two-hour journey, just like you said, we're right where we want to be at home in Joe Sims Gym. And Clay County's poised to take the next step towards defending their 2021 state championship tonight. But you never know how these things are going to turn out. We saw that last year, one-point game against Cascade, a team we didn't know much about, and especially against an unknown like Chattanooga Prep here tonight.
Yeah, they're a new school. It's our understanding they only have 8th graders and freshmen on the team. However, a lot of talent. You can see that. They've only played 14. They played half of the games that Clay County has, so they've got a 10-4 record. But they're here in this Sweet 16 game for a reason, and they're pretty good.
Yeah, looking forward to this one. Of course, we wouldn't be here without our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network, like Daniel and Coach Sims and Coach Watson. There's someone else that makes this thing all happen, and we can't thank them enough for getting on board and being here with us all season long. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is an extension of the Dale Holland Horizon newspaper we put out each week. So we hope folks will pick up a copy tomorrow in racks for coverage of last week, and then, of course, next week for coverage of tonight's game. Up next, as we do in each broadcast during the pregame show, we'll talk about what's in the paper this week in our Dale Holland Horizon recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. We're going to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Dale Holla Horizon recap segment. Tonight I've got a headline, Daniel, just put a newspaper to bed, and it said, Dogs on the Brink of Third Straight State. And the story talked about how when tonight we get the Dogs back to the state tournament, a third year in a row, and for the 7th time in 8 years. It also detailed the Dogs region championship win over East Robertson, where junior Mr. Basketball finalist Grant Strong faced the Dogs to the 63-43 victory with a 32-point, 12-rebound double-double, and fellow senior Jeff Spivey added 15, while junior Keaton Arms controlled the paint with 15 rebounds and 8 points. Also key in the Bulldog victory were both Eli Smith's defense on East Robertson star Taylor Groves, who he held to 9 points in the contest, and the play of Bryce Bailey in the absence of injured starting junior point guard Jimmy Burchett. Spivey got things started off right for the Dogs with the first 7 of the first quarter to give Clay County a 13-10 advantage. before Strong paced the team to a 26-21 halftime lead. Arms then posted all 8 of his points in a third quarter where Clay County gained control. Strong opened the decisive period with back-to-back three-pointers, and Arms made a pair at the line to put the Dogs up 34-24 midway through the third before they increased their advantage to 12 points heading into the final frame. There, East Robertson did get within 9 before the Dogs upped their final margin to 20 points down the stretch. Besides Strong's 5 in Arms, Smith, Bailey, White, Browning, and Weston Burwell all added 2 points in that huge win, Daniel. What an atmosphere that was. And that proved to me that these Dogs are for real.
That's what I was thinking the whole time you was reading that. That's evidence right there. You're talking about an Elite Eight caliber team in East Robertson in Clay County with that final margin that you just rattled off, 20 points or so. Pretty dominant against a quality single-A team.
Folks, pick up a copy of that newspaper out in racks tomorrow and in your mail the following day. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County versus Chattanooga Prep in the Sweet 16 here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back here to this CarQuest pregame show. Time for the Budget Pest Control Boys 4A update. Round of 16 tonight across the state. Coach Watson, elimination basketball at its finest, the sectional round. So we've got 8 big matchups going on tonight. North Green, a little feedback on the PA here in Joe Sims' gym. North Green against Oliver Springs. Herman taking on Hampton. So in those first two matchups, probably North Green and Hampton the favorites in those, I would say.
Yeah, I would think so, yes. I know throughout the entire season, they have both been ranked up, you know, among the top schools in East Tennessee.
They have.
Class A basketball.
The other two Eastern sectional games, Van Buren County taking on East Robertson and Clay County taking on Chattanooga Prep. Obviously, we got Clay County in our game. What do you think about Van Buren East Rob?
Well, you know, a whole lot depends on what – if East Robertson can hold their cool and play their game of basketball and not let anything bother them other than between the lines out there, they're tough for anyone to beat.
I agree. The other four games going on tonight in West Tennessee, Santa Fe versus West Carroll, McKenzie versus Richland, Middleton versus MAHS, and MASE versus Peabody. We'll try to give score updates through the night as we go. That has been the Region 4A update. Brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Ants in your pants or bugs in your bed? Call Budget Pest Control and they'll all be dead. Going to go ahead now and wrap up this CarQuest pregame show with a full coverage final word. Excuse me. Our last thoughts before tip-off brought to you by Shock and Strong Insurance. Thomas, make sure you cover it all before this big sectional game just like their agency does.
Well, Daniel, you know, my policy tonight, I think the Dogs need to start this one with the same sharpness we've seen all postseason, because they've taken it to another level in tournament time. You know, I don't know much about Chattanooga Prep. I know they're a formidable team because they've made it this far, but I don't think it matters as much about them. I think tonight is about the Clay County Bulldogs. Clay County's on a mission to check the Sweet 16 off the list tonight. It's the next objective, and this team's locked in at the right time. Don't you think, Coach Watson?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we really showed our true colors the other night down at East Robertson. We remained cool, even though when the game didn't start out necessarily like we thought it would. But we knew that East Robertson was good, and we knew that they were going to play us tough all over the floor. And like I think I said down there that night, it kind of turned into kind of a personal thing with some of the players from East Robertson.
Yeah.
Where they weren't really competing as a team. They were, like, competing for themselves. And when you get that, I don't know how many timeouts you can call to kind of settle that down. But tonight, if we come out calm and play the ball game like we should, we get on the boards. We get Spivey started off early with a good shot. Get Keaton on the boards again. If he'll just gather in all the loose balls and all the missed shots.
Had 15 of that.
That's a tremendous rebound night.
Coach, another big thing to me in this contest, we've got Chattanooga Prep, an upstart school only their second year, I think, in existence as a school, much less a basketball team. So Clay County playing them for the first time. Here's the big difference in this one. Coach Edwards coaching in his 14th sectional contest. This is the 8-1 consecutively. So these seniors and every player on this Clay County team, they're used to this. Every year they've been in high school, they have played in this sub-state game. Chattanooga Prep doing it for the first time ever. Is there a difference there with the experience in this big game?
There could be, because, you know, they don't know what to expect. And, but of course, we don't know how much pressure they actually feel. You know, they may not feel any pressure at all.
That's true.
Like many
may not mean
say,
as
we're just proud to be here.
That's right.
And play that way.
We'll find out how it goes in a minute. That's been the Full Coverage Final Word brought to you by Schlock & Strong Insurance. Visit Mark in Salina today, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. They are preparing to play the national anthem here at Joe Sims Gym in front of this Class A sectional contest. Clay County, of course, the home team tonight. They wear their white jerseys. And the Chattanooga Prep Sentinels, they're the visiting team tonight. They'll be wearing dark blue jerseys. We're going to come back after this break and do the State Farm starting lineups.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no money down, low cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Did you know full and part-time jobs?
Back here live, going to wrap up this CarQuest pregame show with the State Farm starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. The Chattanooga Prep Sentinels, their head coach, Christopher Commons. They have a 10-4 record on the season. They are the runner-up out of Region 3, Single A. Starting for the Sentinels, number 3. To Suede Williams, number 11, Jaden Parker, number 15, Eli Gaines, number 24, Kyrell Randolph, and number 30, Derek Robertson. The Clay County Bulldogs, the defending Class A state champions, on the brink of another state tournament with a win tonight. They are led by 22nd season veteran head coach Rob Edwards, 500 wins to 197 losses on his career. A strong 22-6 record this season. They are the Region 4A champions. Starting for the Bulldogs, a junior number 3, Jimmy Burchett. Junior number 13, Keaton Arce. Senior number 2, Eli Smith. Senior number 4, Jeff Spivey. And a senior, the reigning Class A Mr. Basketball Award winner, number 11, Grant Strong. This has been the State Farm starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. As I mentioned before the break, Clay County, the home team wearing their white home jerseys, black numerals on them, trending gold. They'll be shooting at the hoop to our left during the first half of play. Chattanooga Prep, the visiting team, they wear dark blue jerseys. yellow numerals on them, trimmed in white. They'll work to the hoop at our right here in the first half of play. Coach, a big factor in this one is always like it is here in Joe Sims Gym, the support of Bulldog Nation behind the team. Going to have a good atmosphere.
Absolutely. I think we've got them outnumbered by a little bit here tonight.
Certainly so, Thomas. You know, down at Whipple Saturday night, we talk about the loudness and the intensity of the Whipple crowd. Clay County's crowd is as good as any here at home.
Yeah, they definitely are, Daniel. And, you know, not a whole lot of build-up to this one. You know, Clay County is a heavily favored coming into this one tonight, but still a huge contingency here in Joe Sims Gym, and that just shows you what Bulldog Nation's all about.
Time to get it on, folks. Kyrell Randolph going to step into tip against Grant Strong, a freshman against the senior, to control the ball. Opening tip going to be controlled by Chattanooga Prep. Parker with it out top. He hands off to Eli Gaines. Gaines going to run the point. As we mentioned a couple times already, Chattanooga Prep, an upstart program, their second year, I think, of playing ball. It's been told to us they are all freshmen and eighth graders. A pretty physically mature-looking group, though, if they're so young. They have this opening possession, going to hand off to Tesswade Williams. A good matchup for Jimmy Burchett in size there. They dish inside, jump shot in the paint, no good. Keaton Arms tries to get the rebound, can't hang on to it. It's picked up by Parker. Parker's putback no good, rebound Grant Strong. Strong into the front court, gives Eli Smith. Smith in the corner, kicks the Arms out top. 7 minute mark and ticking here in this opening quarter. Waiting on the first score. Each team, zero on the scoreboard. Spivey out top. This is inside to Strong. He scores from left block. Good giving go.
Good back cut off the overplay. Good pass by Jeff.
Yeah,
looks like they're picking up Grant all over the floor again tonight.
They are. The overplay right there by Chattanooga Prep. Back door. Strong, a perfect cup. Spivey, a perfect pass.
Williams with it out top. For the Sentinels, hands off to number 30, Derek Robertson. His three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Spivey. Jeff puts it to the floor, comes across the timeline, sets up at right wing, dishes inside to Arms. Arms backing his guy down the paint, dishes to Smith, jump shot good.
Good pass, Keaton.
An assist for Arms, a bucket for Smith, and it's 4-0.
He's got a good roll.
Yes. 4-0, early, 6:15 mark first quarter. Clay County with the lead. Sentinels looking for their first bucket of the night. Randolph with it. Free throw line. Jumper's good. 4-2 now.
Good shot.
Strong with it for Clay County. Sets up in the front court. Hand check foul call against number 24, Kyrell Randolph. First foul of the contest. Clay County to inbound from the sideline. Eli Smith, no Jimmy Burchett, going to work it in.
Burchett's starting tonight. I wondered, Daniel, didn't really catch it in the starting lineup. Turned the ankle in that region championship, and he's back on the floor.
Good mid-range jumper by Jeff. Pulled it up, took a good shot.
But a 15-footer from the baseline for Spivey. He continues his excellent play here in his final campaign as a Bulldog. Jeff's been a three-year starter alongside Strong, the classmates. A travel call against the Suede Williams. 5:39 mark of this first quarter, and the ball being given back to Clay County. They have a 4-point lead, 6-2, trying to extend on that. I will say this, if Chattanooga Prep continues to play in single-A basketball, as they add more students, stronger than scores, a great move, spin move, and a bucket. If Chattanooga Prep continues in Class A over the years as they get a full student body in their building, they're going to be tough to handle. Because you can see, even though these guys are young, they know what they're doing out there.
Yeah, they do, but they don't know how to do what Grant Strong just did. Off the dribble. Let's talk about Keaton Arms first. The steal. He misses the layup, though.
Rebounded by Prep. Go back to Strong now.
Yeah, Strong, just a beautiful move. Off the dribble, broke to the middle, spun with the spin move to the baseline and finished it, Daniel. There's nothing more beautiful.
A thing of beauty. Chattanooga Prep with the ball. Clay County with the lead. 8-2 the score. Sentinels with it. Randolph at right wing, defended by Spivey. Hands off to Gaines. Eli Gaines drives the left side of the lane. Takes a long Euro step into the paint. Layup no good. Rebound Arms. He dishes off to Jimmy Burchett. Jimmy dishes to Strong. Three-pointer top of the key. Money. Strong playing in his last game. in Joe Sims' gym.
A nice, relaxed shot.
It was.
And so, he had a defense coming at him. He lucky to get it off as soon as he did. Another second, it might have hindered it a little bit.
You talk about perhaps a lack of buildup, Thomas, due to the opponent, an unknown, and, you know, a huge underdog in the contest as they miss a jump shot and Clay County rebounds. And we'll talk more about it later, but what a career that Strong, who scores another one.
Woo!
And he goes to the free throw line. What a career these three seniors, Spivey, Strong, and Smith have had here in Joe Sims' gym. We'll break that down as we go through it. Strong at the line here for the and one.
Yeah, they have, Daniel, and, you know, kind of kept the standard of this program where it needs to be. You know, it'd been easy to fall off following some of those great teams that's come along in the last decade and a half, two decades or so, but these guys have done nothing but take it to another level with a state title.
Strong misses the free throw. The original bucket was good, though, so with his 2 points, it makes it Clay County 13. Chattanooga Prep 2, 3:57 mark of the first quarter and a timeout taken by Prep. We'll be right back.
Paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Welcome back to Joe Sims Gym for the final time here in 2022, where Clay County leads in the sectional round over Chattanooga Prep 13-2 midway through this first quarter. Grant Strong with the last 3 buckets for Clay County. He's already got 9, Daniel.
He is hot. And that's saying something, because he's always scoring points. Just has that special look in his eye tonight, though. Chattanooga Prep with the ball. 3:30 and ticking. First quarter, 3-pointer hit by Derek Robertson. That evens it back up a little bit. An 8-point difference now, 13-5. Strong with it. Drives in, kicks to Spivey. 3-pointer, a little short off the front of the iron. Jeff with his own rebound. Into the paint, jump shot. Ooh, no good. But a foul call. Jeff going to go to the line to shoot 2.
Good follow.
Yes, it was. Foul, I believe, is being called against number 3 to Swade Williams. First personal for him. Prep's 13 foul.
Great job of following his shot there by Jeff Spivey and attacking the rim afterwards. And we know what he does when he goes to the free throw line, Daniel. Pretty sure he's got the best average on the team. He and Strong are kind of neck and neck.
85% free throw shooter is Jeff Spivey, a tremendously high percentage. He's hit 41, a 48 from that mark coming into the net. And he knocks down the first 2 free throws of this contest. I want to thank assistant coach Andrew Metis for those stats. We rely on them each and every night. I wish I did a better job of incorporating more. I usually just give the free throws and maybe some scoring, but always a lot more on there that Andrew provides. He's invaluable to both of these Clay County teams through what he does as an assistant coach. Chattanooga Prep back with the ball here. 3 minutes left in this first quarter. It's all Bulldogs so far, 15-5. Kind of what we expected. Certainly Prep not done, though.
No, they're not. But, you know, it's a product of how Clay County's playing. I don't care who the opponent is. They're going to be down 15-5 right now. But it's Clay County has come out sharp, Daniel.
Missed 3-pointer by Michael Porter. Rebound White Browning, who's checked in. On the floor for Clay County, Grant Strong, who's got the ball out top. He drives the left side of the lane, shots up, no good, but he's fouled. Joining Strong on the floor are White Browning, Jimmy Burchett, Bryce Bailey, and Jeff Spivey. We mentioned Burchett back in the starting lineup. In case you didn't know, during that region title game in the first quarter, Jimmy was knocked to the floor on a fast break opportunity and twisted his ankle. One of the toughest kids that we have had the pleasure of broadcasting over the last 5 years. So for Burchett to have missed 3 quarters of that big region championship game, you knew he was hurting. Saw a picture of the ankle. His mom, Brooke Burchett, showed it to us the other night after the girls' sectional. That ankle, Thomas, very swollen, very bruised. So I'm kind of surprised to see him back out on it tonight.
Well, I mean, this is a huge game. It don't come around very often. You just can't keep Jimmy Burchett down.
He doesn't look like he's favored in any way. I mean, I don't see any type
not
of
at all. And that,
edge
and that,
on it. So.
And that's the thing. You guys both know an ankle injury, it's a, kind of about how tough you are.
Yeah.
Can you stand the pain? And we know how tough Jimmy Burchett is.
No doubt. Foul called against Clay County. Bryce Bailey picking up the personal. First foul called against Clay County. So that's going to put, I believe that's zero. LaMichael Porter in line to shoot two. 2:21 mark of this first quarter as Porter knocks down the front end of his two free throws. Checking out are Spivey and Browning. Checking back in, Eli Smith and Keaton Arms. So 2:21 mark, as I said, in the first quarter, 16-6. Clay County up by 10. Second free throws away by LaMichael Porter. No good. Rebounded by Grant Strong. Strong going to hand off to junior Jimmy Burchett. And the Bulldog offense is going to get set. Burchett with it, right wing, hands to Grant. Grant circles around, sought about a three, works at the top of the key, dishes the Arms to the free throw line. Now Bailey in the left corner, back inside the Arms. Keaton stripped of the ball. He regathers it, though, and they say he travels.
I don't know about that.
He's good the pivot foot just a little bit when he fumbled the ball there, guys. Not much. That's a great job by Strong. First time we've seen Chattanooga prep double out up top. He found Arms at the free throw line. Really playing well.
Minute 45, first quarter, 16-6 the score. Clay County with the lead. Chattanooga prep with the ball. LaMichael Porter inside. Dishes back out now to Derek Robertson. Robertson under pressure from Strong. Looks for a teammate to get it to. Finally works it over now to Kyrell Randolph, who's under a lot of pressure from Eli Smith. Randolph actually gets past him and he travels. So he had to put on such a burst of speed to get away from Eli Smith that it forced the error there. So credit that travel to the fine defense of Eli Smith.
Yeah, this great defensive intensity. It's a 10-point ball game, and Clay County's not letting up on either end of the floor so far.
Clay County taking back over. Strong across the timeline. Minute 15 left in this first quarter. Strong all the way inside. Has it taken away by Porter. Porter, fast break. Layup from left block. No good. Rebound Eli Smith. Smith with it. Dishes off to Burchett. Burchett puts his head down. Gets across the timeline. Dishes to Bailey. Shot right block. No good, but he's fouled.
That's a good break, guys.
Sure was.
Had all the lanes filled. And he hit the right guy. He just couldn't hardly finish it up.
And what I like seeing there, that's two juniors working together.
Yeah.
That's going to be back. So you talk about next year's season. Our players we see on the floor right now of Eli Smith, Grant Strong, Keaton Arms, Bryce Bailey, and Jimmy Burchett, three of the five going to be back next year. So even though we're losing that super trio of seniors in Smith, Spivey, and Strong, we've talked about it a lot of times, the hands of this program still with Coach Edwards and still with a lot of talented players coming back. So Clay County basketball's here for a long time, folks.
Yeah, the Bulldogs are here to stay, and we've seen that just with the track record over the last few years. We talked about it earlier. You know, Coach Watson got it started years ago, and it just keeps on rolling.
Absolutely. Chattanooga prep with it inside. Robertson getting a bucket. 35 seconds left in the first quarter, so that bucket draws it back to a 10-point game. Clay County leading 18-8. Jimmy Burchett across the timeline. Under 30 seconds to play in this first quarter.
Interesting possession here, taking down close to 20 seconds. Going to hold for the last shot. No Grant Strong. Let's see where we go here.
I look for Arms or Spivey, probably Spivey on a triple. Burchett still with it at right wing, down to 12 seconds. Kicked Arms, baseline drive. Keaton tried to put it up from right block, but he's fouled. So Keaton going to go to the line. Clay County playing in their 14th sectional contest under Coach Edwards here. Their eighth consecutive. They have advanced into the state tournament in six of the prior 7 years. And as we know, they have appeared in the state title game twice in the last 5 years, looking for the third appearance in that particular round in 6 years. If they can advance this year, should Clay County hang on and win, their boys will play next Thursday. That'll be, 9 days from now at 1:15, just like Clay County's ladies played this Thursday from the Murphy Center at 1:15. Clay County taking on Gleason in girls action. Arms at the line shooting. First one's away, no good. I guess actually the first one was good. The second one there was no good. Rebound though, Nate Adams. He kicks to Bailey. Three-pointer at the buzzer, no good. First quarter in, so it's 19-8, 11 points in favor of Clay County here in the Class A sectional.
Looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, track hoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Joe Sims Gym.
Security
for the start of the second quarter here in the Class A sectional between Clay County and Chattanooga Prep, where the Bulldogs lead the Sentinels 19-8. Grant Strong, 10 first quarter points, guys, to face Clay County to this lead.
Certainly a great opening for him and the rest of the squad. These seniors playing their last action here on Joe Sims Gym, Rob Edwards Court. And we
ball,
had a
ball should go the other way. We hadn't had a jump ball or anything, have we? They got the tip.
I think that's why you heard Homer Daly hitting the buzzer there. His play was starting. He knew that it was headed the wrong way, so the buzzer sounded.
Grant tipped it, but they got it.
Yeah, they controlled the initial tip.
Right. And we hadn't had a jump ball since then.
Now there's discussion between the official, Michael Miller, Homer Daly, and I guess that's Ella Cummins down there. So three Clay County voices trying to be heard. We'll see what they decide.
I think that's they decided exactly what we thought, Daniel. Strong dominated the tip at the jump, but when he threw it forward, Burchett wasn't quite ready to go get it, and Chattanooga Prep come underneath and got it on the first play of the game. So Clay County now back in possession, start of the second quarter.
Second quarter finally takes action here. Spivey with it, top of the key. Jeff inside the grand. Ball was kicked, though, by Chattanooga Prep. So Clay County to inbound from their own baseline off to our left here. Good student section on hand tonight for the Clay County High School students. Nice to see them across the way. Arms to the bucket. Misses a shot from Ryan Block. Eli Smith fighting for the rebound. Picks it up. Dishes to Burchett. Now Strong. Swung around to Spivey at left wing. Jeff, three-pointer. No good. Off the back of the iron. Rebound. Chattanooga Prep. So 19-8. The score. Clay County leads by 11. Chattanooga Prep back with the ball here. Gaines drives inside. Loses the handle. Picked up by Spivey. Jeff weaves into the front court, kicks the granite right wing. He drives baseline now to the hoop and scores. 7-10 and ticking. Second quarter, Clay County up now by 13, 21-8. The tough schedule that Clay County played this year definitely has prepared them for a deep postseason run. Chattanooga Prep, no offense to them, but Clay County has played many teams that are of a much higher caliber this year.
Yeah, no doubt about it there. Burchett with a missed transition layup, but Eli Smith creates another possession for Clay County. Make it two in a row. Rebound, Smith.
Spivey hit fired a three, in and out, no good. As Thomas said, Smith rebounded. Take it away, though, by the Sentinels. And number 15, Eli Gaines, going to be found by Jimmy Burchett, Jimmy's first personal of the contest.
Now, I don't know how you call a shooting foul on that.
No, I didn't see motion to the hoop, but we do see Eli Gaines at the line.
Looked like he got it on the dribble.
First one's away, too short.
That was a good defensive play by Jimmy then.
Yeah.
That was. It really was.
Gaines waiting on the second free throw. Official pause for a moment. Strong had to retie his shoe. Now Gaines back with the ball. Fires the second. No good. Rebound. Spivey. Jeff hands off to Grant. Here comes Clay County. Eli Smith all the way in the front court. Dribbles behind the back. Kicks on. What a play. What a play. The Clay County fans are up for one of the first times tonight.
Great play, guys.
Arms finished it up, but it was Eli Smith's razzle-dazzle behind the back. No look pass in the paint. Two arms. They got everybody excited. And Keaton finished it up nicely. Prep answers. Jaden Green, a reserve, adds a bucket from right block. Keaton Arm scores again from left block.
Great pass.
So after a couple misses, initially Keaton Arms dialing it in now. He has the last 4 points for Clay County. Arms right. Played so huge in that region championship game against East Robertson, pulled down 15 rebounds, had 8 points to go along with it.
He had a huge game. You're right, Daniel. And tonight he's just dominating down there. You know, nobody physical enough to deny Arms the hoop.
No, they hadn't even got a double team that could slow down Keaton Arms in terms of sheer strength and size. Prep with the ball, 5:24 and ticking. I don't feel I'm giving the score in a bit. I'll give it to you now. Clay County 25, Chattanooga Prep 10. 15 points to advantage for the Dogs, and a travel call against the Sentinels, giving it back to the Black, Purple, and Gold. Bryce Bailey checking in, Eli Smith checking out. On the floor joining Bailey are Arms, Spivey, Burchett, and Strong. So, Coach Watson, even though we're early in this one, 5:16 mark of the second quarter, you just don't have much a sense of urgency here with a 15-point lead.
This is one of these things where you're going to have to, you know, keep the pedal down.
Strong into the front court. Running floater, no good. Off the back of the iron. Rebounded by Chattanooga Prep.
Because they're capable of getting a run if we don't stay with them on defense.
Yeah, a 15-point lead can quickly go away. But the Clay County defense... likely not to let that happen. Here they are, have Prep under pressure. Jimmy Burchett almost with a steal. A three-pointer fired away, though, by Gaines. No good. Rebound, Bailey. Bailey going to be fouled. Foul was on the floor against number 11, Jaden Parker. His first, I believe. 16-pound, perhaps the seventh. Yeah, seventh team foul now. Against the Sentinels, so we see Bryce Bailey walk to the other end to shoot the front end of a 1-1. Bailey hits the first, earns the right to shoot the second, and that makes it 26-10.
Bailey perfect so far tonight. Maybe I won't jinx him. I did, Daniel. Make it 3-for-4.
Too strong on that one off the back of the iron, rebounded by the Sentinels. First broadcast in 5 years that I recall the Sentinels being the mascot of the opposition.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard that. I kind of like it, though.
I do, too. It's pretty cool. Got a cool logo. Nice website. I was checking out earlier today. Rebound Keaton Arms on the other end after Chattanooga Prep missed the jump shot. Kicks to Grant Strong. Three-pointer away. No good from the top of the key. Rebound Parker for the Sentinels. Kicks to Robertson. Robertson sets up at left wing, defended by Spivey. He fires a long three and knocks it down. He was 7 feet behind the arc.
We got to get out there. I mean, he's hit a couple. That's like two of them he's hit.
I think the second triple, yes.
Yeah.
So hard to fault Spivey for not stepping out. I don't believe anybody thought he was going to shoot from there, but he did. Grant Strong comes down and quickly adds a bucket.
Great move.
It was a spin move and put it up from right block. All season long, we've talked about the superior body control of Grant Strong and what he can do with a basketball. He's just so natural with a basketball in his hand. Of course, for good reason, Coach Watson, I guess he had one by the age of one, didn't he? 3:25 and ticking. And a foul called against Keaton Arms, I believe. Did I see that right, Thomas?
You did, Daniel. Got him with the body as Gaines drove in there.
Only the third team foul called against Clay County, so a pretty efficient game so far defensively out of the Dogs. Only allowing 13 points to the Sentinels at this point in the second quarter, make it 14. As Gaines knocks down the first free throw, makes it 28-14 here. The Sentinels currently doubled up by Clay County.
see the freshman, Nate Adams, come in right here for Jimmy Burchett, Daniel, about 3 minutes ago here in the first half.
Second free throw is good, B-line Gaines. Makes it 28-15. Dogs up by 13 points, and they have the basketball. 3:15 and ticking. Coach Edwards up, directing traffic. Strong out there, putting it into motion. He's to the hooping, pal. Coach Edwards was presented a plaque prior to this contest beginning, commemorating his 500th career victory, which came last Thursday night in the Region 4A championship game. So a nice milestone there for him. He did not want the individual attention, but pretty much he was told he didn't have a choice. See, it was going to happen, so it was presented to him anyway.
Yeah, it was a great moment here. Most of the crowd already here, happening pregame, like you said, and, you know, a huge round of applause for Coach Edwards. And
looked like perhaps a standing ovation, at least from the home side over there.
It was. I think from everybody in the gym, really.
Yeah, maybe even some visitors that perhaps doesn't know the successes of Coach. Just to hear 500, you realize how long somebody's been at it and the success they've had. So free throws from Strong, up Davis Thomas.
Made them both, Daniel, and puts Clay County up 30-15, and he got 16.
2:55 left in this second quarter, Coach. Hard not to have positive thoughts at this point. Anything that we need to do any better than we are?
I don't know. We've made good shots. We've played some good defense. And
three-pointer taken and hit by number one, Jaden Green. So a couple different sentinels have made from distance tonight. And it draws it back to a 12-point game, 30-18. Nate Adams with it, right wing, kicks to Keaton Arms. Keaton goes baseline, gets to the rack, scores.
Good fake, good body fake.
It was.
Beautiful job.
And as Thomas talked about earlier, nobody going to dare get in the way of Arms here on this Sentinel team as he breaks to the hoop.
He's showing his quickness there, though, Daniel. You know, had the defender turned and faced him, wasn't playing him with his back to him, posted up, turned and faced. Juke stepped him to the right, took the baseline to the left. What a move, and here's another good move.
Oh, that's strong. Last game in Joe Simms' gym, throws it down off of a steal. Two-handed jam, Coach Watson.
Yeah, he was waiting on that one, waiting on the pass.
Shook the whole framework holding that goal, and the crowd loved it.
Yeah, another thing, he soared on that one pretty good, Daniel, took off a little farther out than we've seen him. In the past.
He certainly did. It's a thing of beauty. Strong with a great block on the other end. Not something that we see a tremendous amount from Grant because he seldom plays defensively in the post, and that's where he ended up that time. But obviously the tallest and longest wingspan on the Bulldogs, so definitely could be a great block, shot blocker if he had played down in there more. A bucket on the inbound for the Sentinels. Jaden Parker scores, making it 34-20. Minute 20 left in this second quarter. Eli Smith with it, going to run the point right now. Joining Eli on the floor, Jeff Spivey, Bryce Bailey, Keaton Arms, and Andrew Smith. Andrew with it now, kicks to Bryce. Bryce drives baseline, 10-foot jumper, no good. Rebounded by no one. It goes out of bounds. Who's going to have possession? The Sentinels. So Chattanooga Prep takes back over with 65 seconds left in this second quarter of the Class A sectional. Clay County leads 34-20. A timeout going to be taken here. Only the second timeout of the contest. We're going to go to break. Minute 5 left in the second. Clay County leads 34-20.
Systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. T insert number C-0026.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Clay County High School here at Joe Sims Gym for the Class A boys sectional where Clay County leads Chattanooga Prep 34-20 here with 1 minute to go in the first half. Grant Strong just threw down a dunk for Clay County's last points. He's got 18 so far. Keaton Arms also with a good second quarter. 6 and a quarter, 7 in the game so far for him.
Good all-around night for the Dogs so far. Hopefully they continue. Chattanooga Prep only trails by 14. We was talking about that in the timeout. They could make a run at any point, get it back to single digits. 45 seconds and ticking left in this second quarter. Eli Gaines with the ball out top under pressure from Eli Smith. Finally gets it away. I wager to say he has not been guarded all year like he is being guarded tonight by Smith.
I think you've said that statement before, didn't you?
I'll keep on. Well, I guess I won't, because this is our last broadcast of this Bulldog season. We do not get to cover from the state tournament if the boys hang on in advance.
On the floor.
One way or the other, this will be the last time we get to brag on Smith, Spivey, and Strong, so we're making sure to do plenty of it tonight.
Yeah, no doubt. The three seniors have done great things here at Clay County, and Grant Strong is about to do another great one, an assist to Smith.
Great pass.
All three seniors wear them off. Spivey stole it in the backcourt. He dished to
Flipped
Strong.
On the ground, didn't he?
Yeah, uh-huh. And then Strong dishes to Smith, who finished. 15 seconds left in this second quarter. Clay County up by 16. Robertson with it out top, down to 10 seconds. He hands off to Gaines. Gaines works to the left. Works back to the right, defended by Strong now. Three-pointer with a second left. No good. First half ends. 36-20 here in the Class A sectional from Joe Sims Gym. And it's the hometown Clay County Bulldogs who have the lead. Time now for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student-athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Papa Girl Body Shop Halftime Show here in Salina, Tennessee, where Clay County leads Chattanooga Prep 36-20 here at halftime in Joe Sims Gym for the Class A Boys Sectional. They led, the Dogs led 19-8 by 11 at the end of the first quarter before they extended their lead to 16 here at halftime. They outscored the Sentinels 17-12 in the second quarter behind a big night from Grant Strong. He's got 18 points here at halftime. Jeff Spivey and Eli Smith both 4. Keaton Arms 7 for Clay County, and Bryce Bailey has 3 for the Sentinels. Jaden Parker has 2. Eli Gaines 2. Kyrell Randolph has 2. And they're being led by Derek Roberson with 8 points tonight here at halftime. He made 2 three-pointers in that first half. LaMichael Porter has 1, and Jaden Green scored 5 in the second quarter. Again, Clay County leads 36-20 here in the Class A Boys Sectional for a bid to next week's state tournament on the line. Stay with us for more of the Papa Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back here to the Papa Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Clay County leading by 16 here at the half over Chattanooga Prep, 36-20. I noticed earlier a couple of final scores from some of those single A games going on in Far East Tennessee. North Green advances to the Elite Eight as they beat Oliver Springs 70-35. And Hampton advances to the Elite Eight as they beat Harriman 55-41, so no surprises there. We expected those two teams to win. Looking at other scores, I do not see any single A. Here's one. McKenzie leads Richland at the half, 31-21. And that's all we have on single A, so we'll look at more of that and talk about next week's boys state tournament and this week's girls state tournament during the Farm Bureau postgame show after this second half ends. Time now for the Subway Tribute Challenge brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and check out their newly renovated restaurant on the bypass in Salina to enjoy their favorite sandwiches because it's Subway Fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. So here is tonight's Subway Trivia Challenge question. Head coach Rob Edwards is leading the Dogs in his 14th sectional game tonight. In the prior 13 contests, there have only been three players that have scored 30 or more points in a sub-state game during Coach Edwards' 22-year tenure. Who were those three Bulldog players? I'm going to read it one more time. Head coach Rob Edwards is leading the Dogs in his 14th sectional game tonight. In the prior 13 sub-state games, there have only been three players that have ever scored 30 or more points in one of those sub-state games during the Coach Edwards tenure. Who were those three Bulldog players? If you would like to take a guess at that, please send in your response to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. So not an extremely tough question, but the toughest in terms of the numbers of response, looking for three different individuals. In this one, Thomas, I know you missed it, looking for the Bulldogs who scored 30 or more points in sectional games during Coach Edwards' time. So Coach Watson, coming back here. Hang on 1 second, folks.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here, we've had one guest to that Subway Trivia question. It says Tyreek Key, Chase Stevens, and John Godwin, three outstanding guesses. All of them played in sectional games under Coach Edwards. One of those three is correct. I'm going to keep it tough right now and not say which one of those three. So still looking for what three Bulldogs scored 30 or more in sectional action under Coach Edwards. We'll repeat that again about halfway through the quarter, perhaps if a timeout's taken. We don't have a correct answer. The teams have switched ends of the floor. And this third half's underway now. Chattanooga Prep working at the hoop to our left during this second half. Clay County going to be working at the hoop to our right. Prep opens up the quarter with the basketball. Robertson with it, working against Birch. He gets to the free throw line. Jump shot, no good. Rebound, Spivey. Outlet pass to Strong. Grant going to walk across the timeline with it. Works to the left, into the paint. Kicks to Birch. Jimmy loses the handle, regains it. Kicks to Spivey, now back to Strong out top. Shot taken, no good, by Grant, rebounded by the Sentinels. Another guest here says, this comes from listener Kevin Westmoreland. He says Trent Bowles, Tyreek Key, and John Godwin, he's getting really close. Two of those are correct. Another guest coming from Tiffany Bowles says Tyreek Key, Trent Bowles, and Landon Woodcock. Two of those three are correct. Still looking for another, so I'm going to narrow it down a little bit. Tyreek Key and Trent Bowles are correct. So Trent scored 34 against Lookout Valley in the 2011 sub-state. Tyreek scored 43 versus Marion County in the 2016 sectional. So we're still looking for that third player who's also scored 30 or more in a sectional game under Coach Edwards. Prep back with the ball. An inside bucket. Good. And it's number 15, Eli Gaines, who adds the two. That makes the score 36-22 in favor of Clay Cannon. Bulldogs with it. Strong inside. Shot in the paint's good if they count it. The officials are looking at each other. Strong going to the line, so the bucket's good. He's at the line to try to complete the three-point play. We've had another guest of Chad Watson to go along with Trent Bowles and Tyree Key, his players who've scored 30 or more in the sectional. Incorrect. Getting some great guesses out there.
Strong makes the three throw, Daniel.
Prep back with the ball. Clay County with a 17-point lead. Gaines with it out top. Three-pointer, that point good. So that's the fourth three-pointer hit by Chattanooga
yes,
Prep.
Yes, they shot the three real well.
So this is a team, now we've got to remember, they are playing the defending state champions here. So a lot of teams have looked inferior, so to speak, when they play Clay County. But this Chattanooga Prep team, a dangerous squad off eighth graders and freshmen. Here they are with a steal. It's Kyrell Randolph who takes it away from Clay County. He's into the front court and travels. He would have liked to have seen a foul call instead. And we have a correct answer. And I'm very pleased to say that the winner, Jared Markham, a former Bulldog football great. And he says that that third person is Grant Strong. And he's right. Last year against Cascade, here at Joe Sims Gym, it was Grant Strong who added 40 points in that one. So the complete answer to the Subway Trivia Challenge question of the three players who have scored 30 or more in a Rob Edwards coach sectional game, Trent Bowles, who had 34 against Sucat Valley in 2011, Tyreek Key, who had 43 versus Marion County in 2016, and Grant Strong, who had 40 last year against Cascade. Everybody was forgetting Grant because he's still an active player. I didn't say they were graduated.
I think you were being tricky on that one, Daniel.
So congratulations to Jared. You will be receiving a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a 6-inch certificate for a free Subway sandwich from Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon.
Gaines with another bucket, Daniel, underneath.
So that narrows it back down, Coach, to a 12-point game.
Yes, it is.
39-27. Coach Edwards has seen enough. Wants to talk to his guys. Calls a timeout here. 5-12 mark of this third quarter, and we go to break as Clay County leads 39-27.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Joe Sims Gymsburg. Clay County leads 39-27, 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Chattanooga Prep's kind of made a run to open this half, Daniel, and made this one a little more interesting. 12-point game.
Perhaps the Dogs have done what I've done a little bit and kind of got a little lackluster here with this lead because Clay County's led throughout. But we know that Coach Edwards calling that timeout, going to get the Dogs refocused here. Spivey with it. Works right side baseline. Jump shot right by good. Good strong finish.
Didn't take it too deep. Pulled up and got a good shot.
4:53 and ticking. Chattanooga Prep back with the basketball. Clay County leads by 14, 41-27. Williams works the right side. Kicks it off to Randolph, whose jump shot was no good, but a putback was good, right? Or did the jump shot fall on the bounce?
It fell on the bounce, Daniel.
I looked at the roster after the shot was taken. Saw it hit the rim, but a good roll. Gave Cameron Randolph the bucket. Back to a 12-point contest. Spivey with it, left corner for the Dogs. Inside to Keaton Arms, power moving the paint. Dishes to Birch, and Birch is going to be fouled by Randolph. And he goes to the line. And once again, I've got to say, just think, Coach, how good this Chattanooga Prep team's going to be as they mature and grow older.
Yeah.
Very similar to the Knowledge Academy's team that we saw in the region quarterfinals. Highly athletic, but once again, I think sophomores, the oldest kids on that Knowledge Academy's team.
You know, I think we're seeing a new breed of competition here, and that is the charter schools where they can draw.
Yep.
You know, they build it, you know, close to a large urban area, and they can pick up, you know, 8 or 10 great athletes real quick and build the team in a hurry.
Yeah, he's kind of the new wave of private school, so to speak.
Yeah.
Birchie good on the first free throw. Second one's away, also good. 43-29, 14 points the lead for the Dogs. Pressure on the inbounds. Bobby swats it right back out of bounds. This Chattanooga prep tries to inbound it, they'll have to do it again.
Yeah, it's the first time we've seen full court pressure from Coach Edwards. And, you know, you can't let a team like this hang around. So Edwards trying to speed this one up, get it back to a pace where Clay County liked it, and try to get this lead extended to where it needs to be.
Chattanooga prep steps on the sideline on that inbound due to the pressure that we saw Eli Smith applying. So the Dogs back in possession.
The court was about 6 inches too narrow for us.
It was. Burchett inbound works to Smith. Eli with it. Hands back off to Jimmy. Now Spivey, three-pointer right wing. In.
Good. Good shot, Jeff.
First three-pointer of the night for Spivey. He's been shooting very well from behind the arc in the postseason. On the season, looking at the totals, out of curiosity about Jeff's three-point shooting, we see coming into tonight he had hit 50 of 130, good enough for 39%. So a pretty high percentage, Thomas, from behind the arc there. And if you look at probably, I've said this before, if you go back to, let's say, January, mid-January, it went from there, I would wager probably 45% or higher.
Yeah, you know, just probably hit another gear in the last month. There's no doubt about that, guys. He scored his career high. As Strong gets a put back there in Clay County, is quickly on a 7-0 run after they got down to 7, Daniel. But going back to Spivey, you know, he's the driving force behind this run, you know, in a way, if you look at it. But it's not just him. It's Spivey, it's Arms, it's Smith, it's everybody that hits four for Clay County. When tournament time came, they umped the intensity, and that's what you got to do. You got to be playing your best ball heading into the postseason, and that's what Clay County's done.
Well, we talked about it before. As Clay County's got the ball here after Chattanooga Prep had an empty possession. Spivey misses a three, rebound Keaton Arms. Put back by Keaton, no good, but he's fouled. Keaton going to go to the line to shoot. So Clay County with their biggest lead of the night right now at the 3:03 mark of the third quarter, 48-29. If I'm looking right, yeah, that's a 19-point lead. Arms at the line to shoot two, trying to extend it. But going back to the comment there about hitting another gear in the postseason, I think it was hard in one sense coming off of that big state championship in March. You come back, you start playing some scrimmages, and then you get into regular season play, and it's such a different environment from the state tournament and what they did down there in March. And they played great all year. The six losses come to Strong teams. Harlan, Kentucky, couple losses to York Institute, lost to Bradley Central in the Christmas tournament, regular season loss to Jackson County, who is still alive and playing tonight, I believe, in the sub-state round of double-A ball. Right. You know, we've talked before, some folks at times thought, you know, can they repeat? Can they get back? Are they as good as they were? Absolutely. Absolutely they are. And like you said, we see that once this postseason started and it was time to be who we needed to be, here we are.
Yeah, and I think you're right. You know, it's hard, and Coach Edwards has talked about it. A lot of every coach will probably talk about it. It's hard to get up and have that intensity when it doesn't matter.
When you're playing Red Bull.
You know. Even a non-conference game for sure, you know, and it really doesn't matter. But, it matters now, and Clay County's playing big.
100%. A couple of the free throws on Arms. Let's go back to those, Thomas.
Made them both, Daniel. He's got 9 so far tonight.
Putting Clay County up by 21, 50-29. 2:45 and ticking here, third quarter. Chattanooga Prep with the basketball. Out top in the hands of Tesswade Williams. Williams hands off to number 5, and I do not have him on my roster. It's taken away from him. Arms. Full court pass ahead to Grant Strong. Strong layup. Good. Good teamwork.
Good pass.
2:25 and ticking, third quarter. Clay County up now by 23. Williams with it out top. Jimmy Burchett comes back to the scorer's table to check in. On the floor for Clay County, Grant Strong, Keaton Arms, Jeff Spivey, Eli Smith, and Bryce Bailey. Long three-pointer taken by Gaines. No good. Rebound Arms. So Keaton having another nice night on the boards. He dishes up to Grant. Grant, long three-pointer left wing. Too strong. Rebound. Eli Smith. Eli never really fully had possession, though. It's picked up by Sentinel. He's into the front court. Robertson, three-pointer right wing. In and out. No good. Rebound Strong. Grant going to come down. He was looking for teammates. Finds Spivey at left wing. Jeff drives. Gets to the hoop. Does not score, but he's fouled, so Spivey going to the line to shoot two. As we mentioned, the highest percentage from the free throw line on the team, 85% of the season. So Clay County, if they hang on to this 23-point lead that they have with a minute 39 left in the third, will advance into the lead eight, and they will be taking on North Green in game three of the Class A games on Thursday, March 17th at 1:15 from the Murphy Center. Now, we had the pleasure of riding with Coach Edwards to the girls' sectional game the other night, me and Thomas did, and we were asking about North Green. Of course, last year we played them in the semifinals. They had an outstanding player who was a German transfer student. We asked if that kid was gone. He said, yeah, you can only be an exchange student for 1 year, he's gone. However, this year they have three more German exchange students, along with another from Italy. So four exchange students playing on that North Green team, so some international flavor there. I think they're the Huskies of North Green. Both of those free throws good by Jeff, making it 54-29. A steal by Bryce Fady on the inbound for the Sentinels. Yes. Hands off to Jimmy Burchett.
Since that timeout, Daniel, and when they cut it to 12, Clay County scored 13 unanswered. Make it 15. Jimmy Burchett with a jumper.
Good pull-up jumper by Jimmy.
Hit it from the left elbow. Yeah, I'd be curious to know what Coach Edwards said to him during that timeout, but they have definitely responded. Chattanooga Prep comes down, misses a layup. Spivey the rebound and a foul call against Jaden Parker, who had a pretty aggressive reach in on Jeff in the backcourt. Parker comes away a bit shaken up, though.
Yeah, the fouler got more punished than the foulee did on that one, I believe.
Yeah. So Clay County to inbound here. Minute 7 left in the third. Clay County dominating, like Thomas just said, a huge run here. 56-29, currently the score, and a timeout taken by Chattanooga Prep. So we'll play a few ads and come back. Clay County up big here in the Class A sectional.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Back here live, minute 7 left in the third. Clay County on the inbound after the timeout. Spivey with it, works back D-line. You see some full court pressure from head coach Christopher Collins, and it works. A steal, and now a foul call against Spivey. Ball was taken away by Tesswade Williams. So the Sentinels back with possession here. A huge Clay County lead, though. 29-56, so
27.
What you do because of the ability of these guys, you're afraid to do much substitute wholesale, you know, run a couple
right.
Guys in maybe, but
of course a long break coming after this one for Clay County if they can hang on here over a week's rest before they would play in the state quarterfinals on Thursday, March 17th. Clay County steals the ball back from the Sentinels. Spivey out top, works the strong left wing. Now Smith swung around to Burchett at right wing. Back to Jeff. Three-pointer. Top of the key. Good.
Got set. Got those feet squared up and knocked it down. Good job, Jeff.
Spivey, one of the best set shooters Coach Edwards has had in recent years. 15 seconds and ticking. Third quarter. Sentinels back with it. Clay County up by 30 points. 59-29. Chattanooga Prep. 8 seconds and ticking. Burgett trying to steal it away from Randolph. Randolph to the bucket. No good. Rebound Arms. Arms to Grant. Desperation three at the buzzer. No good. Had a good look at it from two-thirds length of the court, but did not fall. Third quarter has ended. Clay County up by 30, 59-29.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads Chattanooga Prep 59-29, heading into the last 8 minutes of this Class A sectional round. And Grant Strong has 25 for Clay County. Jeff Spivey, 14. Keaton Arms, 9. No one in double figures for Chattanooga Prep right here, Daniel. And here's the big thing. Clay County closed out that third quarter on an 18-0 run to go up by 30.
All season long, coach's quarter, third quarter. You always talk about it. Coach Edwards makes adjustments, puts teams away, and we see these big fourth-quarter leads. That's what we have tonight. A steal by Chattanooga Prep to open up the fourth. Dogs have the ball. No longer, though, we see number 15, Eli Gaines, to the hoop. Spivey going to be called for the foul. Is he falling behind him trying to block the shot? Gaines going to go to the line to shoot, too. So Coach Edwards making his appearance in his 14th sectional game tonight. He's 8-5 in the 13 prior games. First three appearances in the sub-state round coming from 03 through 05 were all losses to the same team, Temple out of Chattanooga. Then beat Temple in their fourth appearance in 2006, 49-48 here at Joe Sims Gym, back before it was called that, and a huge win there. Then met Temple again in 2009, so the first five times in the sectional for Coach Edwards all against Temple. He was 1-4 against them since Temple quit existing. Has had eight other sectionals since then, 7-1 in those sectionals since Temple was discontinued as a school. Free throws were no good.
Get in there.
By Chattanooga Prep. Eli Smith for the rebound. Eli. Had a full head of steam, went coast to coast, got the layup, and Eli was fouled.
I think that's another one of them plays where defense is thinking, well, when's he going to throw it to Strong?
Sometimes they'll do that. Smith took full advantage and scored the bucket, making it 61-29, and we are getting dangerously close to a mercy rule running clock. Smith good on the free throw. He's not shot a lot from that mark this season, but when he goes there, he's pretty solid. Coming into tonight's action, Eli had hit 7 of 9. Robertson on the inside adds the bucket for Chattanooga Prep, drawing them back within 31. 62-31. Currently, the Dogs have the Sentinels doubled up. So I think it's fair to call this one, Thomas. I don't know, though. A turnover by Clay County, and there it passed, heads it back to Sentinels' way.
Yeah, a little frustrating for Coach Edwards there, but the two times that Chattanooga Prep has put full court pressure on, Clay County's kind of turned the ball over. Again, you know, you get up 30, it's kind of hard to have that same intensity throughout the entire contest, but still an unforced error there by Clay County.
Randolph with it for the Sentinels. 6:40 and ticking, fourth quarter. Defended by Spivey. Works the right side of the lane. Travel. Good defense by Jay, forcing the travel out of Randolph. Clay County takes back over. So you've got to, Coach, you've got to, I don't know what North Green's got exactly. We talked about how they had some new players, but you've got to like the Dogs' chances in that opener of the state quarterfinals. From last year's state championship team, only lost player we had was Gunner Seal, a tremendous player, an all-time great Bulldog, but still so much experience coming back that have brought the go ball before.
And they've won a bunch of ball games, looks like, about 30 games, I believe.
North Green, yeah.
Yeah.
Solid record, no doubt. Singles with the ball after Clay County missed a jump shot down their end. 6:05 and ticking here, fourth quarter. 62-31, still the score. Clay County leading by a bunch. Inside drive by Eli Gaines, and they say he's fouled. So Gaines is going to go to the line. He's been a pretty good offensive player tonight.
He's got 9, Daniel. He's got a chance to get into double figures here for the Sentinels with these free throws. Leading the way so far is Derek Roberson. He's got an even 10 in this one for Chattanooga Prep.
Guys, we talk a lot on here about the prowess of Andrew Meadows and his tech. Even Thomas also sitting here during these games. While adding commentary, he's writing down a lot of information. Seldom ever misses anything, and it's hard to do what he does. I get to sit here and just talk, you know, and if I miss jotting down a foul, who cares? But your stuff's pretty important, and doing such a good job with that.
I appreciate it, Daniel. You got to keep up with it for several different reasons. You know, the broadcast, the Farm Bureau post-game show, we like to give all these stats as many as we can, and then also for the next week for the Del Holland Horizon newspaper. So I get to kill two birds with one stone.
You do. Clay County back in control here. Spivey, three-pointer left wing.
Good shot, Jeff.
Third three-pointer, I believe, on the night for Spivey. One of the free throws was good for Prep a few moments ago. Clay County up 65-32. 33 points out of the lead for the Dogs. Getting closer to that running clock. If we hit a 35-point differential at some point here in the fourth, it'll start running and not stop except more timeouts and free throws. Three-pointer taken, no good. By Gaines, missed everything. Clay County to inbound. Chattanooga Prep doing some subbing here. Finally, the ball handed to Eli Smith. He works it into Spivey. Jeff across the timeline. Being harassed by Sentinel. Works it off to Strong. Grand drives baseline, scores. Threw a lot of contact there, but Strong getting to the bucket anyway. He's done a nice job this postseason of finishing shots through contact. Under 5 minutes left in this one. Clay County now leads by 35, so I guess that invokes this running clock.
Yeah, and I said that'll bring the subs up.
Wyatt Browning, Nate Adams, Andrew Smith, Weston Burble, and Lance Burchett come to the scores table to check in. No doubt a standing ovation about to come when these starters check out of the contest. For Clay County here in a moment.
Nice move by Robertson right there. Shake and bake and then kind of rock the cradle, Daniel, and went up with the finger roll.
Only 8 players suited tonight for Chattanooga Prep, so it's going to be fun watching the younger guys of Clay County take on these starters for Chattanooga Prep.
Good pass, Grant. Good pass.
Arms adds another bucket from right block. 69-34. Substitute still waiting at the table now. Left-handed layup good for Eli Gaines. Timeout taken by Chattanooga Prep. Primarily for subbing, I believe. So the Clay County starters coming out for the final time tonight. Get a nice round of applause from the home crowd here at Joe Sims Gym for the last time. Eli Smith, Grant Strong, and Jeff Spivey walk off of Rob Edwards Court and take a spot on the bench. I wish I had thought ahead to have prepared their home record here on this floor during their 4 years, but I'm going to go ahead and tell you, it's pretty darn tootin' good.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, Daniel. The overall record is pretty tough. I'm sure the home's even better.
Yeah. 4:04 left in this one. It was only a 30-second timeout. Clay County leads 69-36, and that running clock should have started a few minutes ago, so at no point can this be stopped.
With timeouts, they do stop it in
timeouts. Right, and free throws now, too, I think.
I think they changed that rule.
But even if the Sentinels battle back to a 20-point difference, we'll still stay with that running clock. Lance Burchett with it, sets up it right wing, drives baseline to the hoop. Burchett shot up, ooh, no good. What a play by him, though. Rebound Nate Adams, put back good. Those two first cousins with an innate chemistry with one another. Worked so well together. Adams cleaning up the missed shot there. Sentinels with it. They work to Randolph. He spins baseline. Jump shot. No good. Rebound Adams. the freshman, Nate Adams, full court pass to Birdwell. Birdwell kicks to Andrew Smith. Smith back to Adams. Now to Browning. What ball handling by these reserves. Shot up, no good. Rebounded by Chattanooga Prep. A talented group of underclassmen here for Coach Edwards. 3:15 and ticking. Chattanooga Prep back with the ball. A foul going to be called. Adams picking up the foul. We'll see to Suede Williams go to the free throw line. For any listeners who may not have heard us say on prior broadcast, this the JV squad, led by assistant coach Andrew Mann, is undefeated on the season here at Clay County High School.
Also won the district championship. They had a little final there before the district.
County.
Exactly. I was going to mention that. Beat the Bobcats for that one.
Lance Virtue with a rebound on that missed free throw. Passes head to Andrew Smith. Shot no good. Put back by Nate Adams. Good.
It's another good shot.
Adams with the last 4 points here. Adams, a very talented young freshman. Just has not got to see the floor a lot this year. Adams, with good size, likely would have started for probably anybody else in the district besides Piggott County. Of course, they had a lot of upperclassmen. Very similar to some of these Clay County seniors. Strong Smith and Spidey, his freshmen, saw very little time. Just do because there was seven seniors that year as they were freshmen. Chattanooga Prep back with the ball after the Dogs came down and missed the shot. White Browning pulls down a rebound. Hands off to Lance Burchett. He dribbles behind the back across the timeline. Kicks to Birdwell. Weston with it. Drives inside. Thought about a jump shot. Dishes instead to his classmate, White Browning. Browning with it. Drives the left side of the lane. Has it knocked out of bounds. Clay Kenny to inbound from the baseline. Five more subs coming in. Michael Worm Smith. Joined by Hayden Adams, Kyler Westmoreland, Joseph Verbal, and Anderson. What's Anderson's first name? I forgot it.
Colton.
Colton, yeah. Kept wanting to say the wrong name. Colton Anderson, the sophomore. Ball's knocked out of bounds, but the clock continues to run. 73-38 the score. Clay County very dominant in this game. Chattanooga Prep never led. Three-pointer, Tyler Westmore on left wing. A little too strong off the back of the iron. Rebounded by no one. Ball goes out of bounds. And it's awarded to Chattanooga Prep. So 45 seconds and ticking. This one about done. Clay County going to advance on to their sixth state tournament appearance in 7 years. Is that right?
7-8.
7-8, even better. Long three-pointer taken by Robertson. No good. Rebound, Joseph Birdwell. Birdwell in the backcourt. Picks up the dribble. Passes ahead. Pass knocked out of bounds. My Sentinel. So Clay County going to have to play quick here if they want a shot. Down to 15 seconds. They inbound to Kyler Westmoreland. He sets up top of the key. Shakes and makes. Drives the right side. Gives to Worm Smith. Worm drives inside. Layup no good, but he's fouled. And the clock stops with 6.1 seconds for these free throws.
Yeah. Chance to get in the scorebook right here.
Pretty nice move by Worm right there. A little jab step. Took it to the hole strong, and now he's going to the line.
Smith at the line. First one's away, no good. Coming into tonight's sectional action. Worm Smith had not attempted a free throw in the season.
Boom.
And he finishes up the year 1-1 at this point anyway. Hits that second one. Chattanooga Prep with the ball. And the buzzer sounds. Clay County advancing to the state quarterfinals. We'll talk about the upcoming state tournament schedule when we come back on the Farm Bureau postgame show. Final score here in this one. Clay County 74. Chattanooga Prep 38, Bulldog dominance. We'll be right back for the Eco-Panel Bulldog Wrap on the Farm Bureau Postgame Show.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau Postgame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. a detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top performer by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here on the Farm Bureau postgame show, Clay County's boys move on to 23-6 on the season after this big, huge sectional win tonight. We're going to go ahead and do the Bulldog wrap-up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Take it away, Tom.
Well, guys, kind of turned out like we expected, you know, but this Chattanooga Prep team hung around for a while. Clay County led by 11 at the end of the first quarter, and then they went up by 16 at the break. Third quarter, Chattanooga Prep cut it to 12 at one time after it being the high double figures, and then Clay County went on a run, an 18-0 run to end the third quarter, and went up 30-59-29 at the end of the third and kind of put this one away. But I thought it was that quick start for Clay County. They came out, they knew they had an inferior opponent, but it didn't faze them, Coach. They came out sharp, and they came out on a mission.
We had a good workout tonight, guys, on both
ends. That's true.
We had to play some defense on them. Like today, they hit a few threes, they hit some good shots, and we played some pretty good sharp defense, and we had to work hard to get some of our offensive shots. I mean, it wasn't one of those nights where we can just kind of show up and score a bunch. We had to play hard.
I agree.
We earned about every point we got.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, Coach. And, you know, there's some adequate scores also for the Sentinels. Derek Roberson led the way with 14 points for Chattanooga Prep. Eli Gaines had 11. And then several others on the board. Tesuade Williams, 2. Jaden Parker, 2. Kyrell Randolph had 4. LaMichael Porter, 1. And Jaden Green, I think he's the one that maybe made the big shot to kind of get them back in it there late. He had 5. So, you know, we've talked about the future of this Sentinel team. Well, you know, they're not too bad right now.
No.
No, they're not.
Yeah, reportedly, only eighth graders and freshmen on this squad. That's what we've been told. So if they stay in Single A ball, and we know they will be next year, they're going to be tough. I expect to see them back in Substate X next season.
I agree. For Clay County, Worm Smith, he made a free throw there late. He finished with 1 point tonight. Nate Adams had four. Bryce Bailey had three. Jimmy Burchett, four. Eli Smith, seven. Three in double figures, guys. Keaton Arns with 11 points. Just 5, he's 17. And Grant Strong, 27.
A good night, folks. That has been the Eagle Panel wrap-up. Brought to you by Eagle Panels of Tennessee, the Bulldog Grab Hop, I meant to say. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abog Homes in Hermitage Springs. Find out more at ecopanelsoftn.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Going to go ahead now at this point in time on the Farm Bureau postgame show and announce tonight's TDS top performer. We will be going ahead and talking state tournament bracket right after this. So if you want to hear a full rundown of the girls and boys state tournament bracket, stay with us after this TDS announcement. Thomas, I'll let you announce.
Well, the top performer tonight, Jeff Spivey. Played great all season long. All of these players have, especially here in the postseason. But, you know, Spivey's kind of the one right there. We called a timeout after they cut it to 12, and he opened that 18-0 run with a three. And he closed it with a three. He has the confidence to shoot the ball from anywhere on the floor. And tonight he did it coming off screens. He did it off the bounce. He was shooting it well. We saw him rebound well tonight. Jeff Spivey, there's been a huge difference in this Bulldog push to the state tournament.
100%. Spivey, he's such a well-rounded player. He plays outside. He can play post. We've talked a lot about how if we run into a two-post team, he's the other guy that goes down and plays down there. So we see all those different sides of him, and we've talked about it each and every broadcast of this postseason. He's just got better and better. He's got more aggressive offensively. Defensively, he's played great. Stayed out of foul trouble while still playing an aggressive brand of defense. And you just see why he's such a good basketball player. He was first team All-District 7A. He got that nod from all the other coaches around and deserved that respect. And we saw it again tonight, just a tremendous performance by him.
Yeah, and again, in that third quarter push, he scored 10 of his 17, bookended by those two huge three-pointers. I tell you another place Jeff Spivey's improved, in my opinion. It's off the bounce. It's driving to the rim. We've seen him take that initiative throughout the season, but sometimes he's a little bit out of control. Maybe pick up a charge here and there, maybe not finish. But when he takes the ball to the hole here in the last month or so, he's making that shot, and he's making it with calm and, control, I think. He's reined it in a little bit and just playing a great all-around game.
The epitome to me of what you're talking about was the opening play of the game against East Robertson in the region quarterfinal. He got it in right corner, drove baseline, spun back to his right into the paint, had an athletic bend and finish to the rim, and I knew it was going to be a good night because it just looked great, and that epitomizes what you were just talking about. He really
confidence.
Has improved there, 100%.
Confidence.
I think he always could have done it. Now he's fully believing, hey, I've got this.
That's right.
And it's looking good. Jeff Smivey, tonight's TDS top performer, brought to you, of course, by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. So let's talk state tournament action here. We'll start with the girls, and Thomas, I'll let you share the information about those Thursday games, all four of those, and I'm going to look up some final scores here on both.
That sounds great. Of course, Clay County, after their big win Saturday night down at Whitwell, they'll be playing at 1:15 Thursday against Gleason in game number three that day. Before them, prior to, Van Buren will take on Dresden at 10 a.m., and Clallon will take on Wayne County at 11:30 a.m., and then immediately following the Lady Bulldogs game at 2:45, it'll be McKenzie and North Green, and that's who Clay County will face. If they beat Gleason, they'll face the winner of McKenzie and North Green on Friday, March 11, of course, this Friday at 6 p.m., and then that championship game will be held on Saturday at 6:30 p.m., so a pretty good field here for the ladies in Class A, but Clay County is as good as any of them. They did face Gleason earlier on in Christmas tournament action. this year and lost to Gleason. So kind of a rematch there for the Lady Dogs, Daniel.
Yeah, it is. And as we talked about on our broadcast Saturday night, it's hard to look at that contest going back to the Christmas tournament and really take away a lot from it in terms of, well, Gleason beat us by double digits. You know, they're better than us. We didn't have Bill Ashok. Brownlee was just coming back from an injury. As Coach Sims likes to talk about, those are almost in a vacuum, those Christmas tournament games, because you're out of school, you're out of your norm. Right. It's just different. Some of them are played early in the morning, and, you know, things are just a little harder to come by. So let's talk about the boys' upcoming one. Ooh, Middleton. Eliminated tonight by MAHS, the team that Clay County played in the championship game last year. I'm about done looking at these scores, so we'll go ahead and talk about what we know about the boys' state tournament. Got some other fourth quarter scores and things like that. So let's take a look at it here. So game one on Thursday, March 17th. Of the Class A games.
A week from Thursday.
Yes, yes, a week from this coming Thursday. It's going to feature Hampton and West Carroll. Those are set. They won those. West Carroll defeated Santa Fe tonight 54-52. That must have been a good one. So Hampton and West Carroll are going to play the first one. MAHS pulls off what I'm going to call an upset tonight, knocking out Middleton, who was ranked on top of the AP standings all year long, 53-49 in the final of that one. So MAHS is going to play at 11:30, the winner of the East Rob Van Buren game. A halftime score on that, the Indians, East Robertson 34, Van Buren 19. So potentially East Rob and MAHS. Now, Clay County side of the bracket, we're going to play North Green Thursday, March 17th at 1:15 p.m. And then the other portion of that, if we would win and go on to semifinal play, we would be playing the winner of four games, you know, four teams we don't know. Right now, McKenzie is leading Richland 42-33, and MASC is leading Peabody 31-27, so we can't call those. But
yeah, very close contest, and I think you're right. Upset of tonight is number one, AP number one Middleton going down to MAHS. You talked about the experience in the postseason. You know, that may have come into play there. Now, we hadn't heard about Middleton until this year. We know MAHS well. We know their season. Program.
So three seniors tonight finishing their careers here in Joe Sims Gym, at least. Their careers certainly are not done any means with the state tournament coming up. But Eli Smith, Grant Strong, Jeff Spivey, three guys who have been tremendous for this program. Kind of sad to think that we will not see them on Rob Edwards Court again. Smith goes down as one of the greatest defenders in the 22-year history of Rob Edwards Bulldog era. Spivey, we just talked about him and the TDS top performer and how great Jeff is. And Grant Strong, you know, over 2,600 career points. On pace to score 1,000 points this season. He had 990 last year as a junior. You know, the only guy on the scoring list that's in front of him in career points is Tyreek Key. Now, Grant's not going to be able to catch him, nor will he be able to catch Tyreek's single season effort of 1,300-plus, because, I mean, that's a single, but a TWSAA record. But Strong been tremendous. Smith's been tremendous. Ivy's been tremendous. Just some final thoughts from you on those guys, Thomas.
Well, just an honor to be able to cover guys like that, you know, especially Grant Strong, you know, a once-in-a-lifetime player. Coach Edwards has said that. You know, you see a few of those, and it's definitely a once-in-a-career for us. We've been calling basketball for 5 years now. You know, he's definitely the best, the most pure basketball player that we've got to see here on the Horizon Sports Network. And, you know, just a great group of guys there. And hopefully we're going to witness them do greater things.
Absolutely. Well, folks, that does wrap us up for the broadcasting season. We're not allowed to carry games from the state tournament because we are not affiliated with an actual radio station with call letters. But that's okay. We'll turn into fans for the next 2 weeks and be right there cheering on the teams. It's going to be a while before you hear us again. It's going to be August, all the way at the start of football season. Excited about that, though, already. New head coach, Bruce Lamb, going to be leading the Dogs. He's a veteran guy, but a new guy here in Bulldog Country, so look forward to getting to know him a little bit and getting to know the 2022 version of the Clay County football team. It's just been an absolute pleasure. We love our sponsors, love our listeners, and we just love doing this. It's a lot of fun.
It has been, Daniel. Thank you.
100%. Folks, for Thomas Watson, Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing y'all a good night.